Welcome back for our second deep dive. Today we are tackling something pretty big,
Yeah.
the 2024 U.S. presidential election. All based on that Wikipedia article you sent over.
Right.
This one was a wild ride. Mm. Some real twists and turns.
It really was kind of unbelievable.
So just to set the scene, the election was November 5th, 2024.
Mm-hmm.
And we started with incumbent President Joe Biden, Democrat.
Right. And initially he was running for re-election.
Yeah. And he even got the nomination.
Faced very little opposition at first.
Didn't he? And then
yeah.
things took a turn.
They did.
Biden dropped out.
He withdrew in July.
Wow.
And endorsed his VP, Kamala Harris.
So Harris became the Democratic nominee and picked Tim Walz.
That's right.
As her running mate. And on the other side,
yeah.
we had a familiar face, Donald Trump, the Republican candidate.
Back again.
He had lost to Biden back in 2020, but decided to give it another shot
mm-hmm.
with J.D. Vance as his running mate.
Yes. And keep in mind, this was also the first election after the redistricting.
Oh, right.
Based on the 2020 census.
So a whole new electoral map.
Exactly. Added another layer of, well, complexity.
Yeah, definitely. Now, Biden dropping out, that was a big deal.
It was.
Less incumbent to do that.
Since Lyndon B. Johnson in 1968.
Really?
Yep. Shook things up quite a bit. There were already worries about Biden's age and his health.
Yeah.
And then that debate in June really yeah. fueled those concerns.
Oh, yeah. That debate was a real turning point.
It put a spotlight on the whole age and stamina thing.
Yeah.
For such a demanding job.
Absolutely. And we can't talk about this election without talking about the Trump controversies.
So many of them.
He had multiple criminal indictments.
Including some serious charges.
He was found guilty on 34 felony counts.
Wow.
For falsifying business records.
That made him the first former U.S. president convicted of a crime?
Crazy. Right. And then he was found liable for sexual abuse
mm-hmm.
and defamation and other cases.
It just kept coming.
And his behavior throughout the campaign, his rhetoric.
Yeah, a lot of people described it as
far-right
extremism with some authoritarian tendencies.
So we've got Biden dropping out, Trump facing legal battles, and a whole new electoral map.
Didn't even get to the campaigns yet.
Right. It was dramatic before it even began.
Very unconventional, to say the least.
Okay, so beyond the candidates themselves, what were the big issues at play here?
Well, the economy was huge. Post-COVID inflation was causing a lot of anxiety for voters.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And the abortion debate was incredibly heated. Many states had implemented bans, so it was really divisive.
Right.
Climate change,
Boosh.
Immigration, the state of democracy itself.
It feels like everything was on the line.
And LGBTQ plus rights were a big topic, too.
So how did the candidates position themselves amidst all of this?
Well, Harris really focused on the ideas of freedom and the future.
Trying to contrast herself with Trump.
Exactly.
Now, what about Trump?
He ran on a theme of retribution.
A retribution.
Yep. And really pushed that America first foreign policy again.
So basically a head-on collision of ideologies.
It really was. And with all that pre-existing tension, the election itself became incredibly tense.
There were those concerns about election integrity and the potential for violence, weren't there?
And unfortunately, yes. And some of those concerns turned out to be valid.
There were reports of voter intimidation, assaults, even arson attacks on ballot boxes.
A very volatile situation.
And on top of that,
yeah.
confirmed attempts at foreign interference.
From China, Russia, and Iran.
Wow. So how did it all actually play out with all that going on?
Well, despite trailing in the polls, Trump ended up winning.
Really?
He got both the popular vote and the Electoral College.
A real upset.
It made him the second president in U.S. history to win non-consecutive terms.
Wow. I didn't realize that.
Grover Cleveland was the first back in 1892.
And where did that leave Harris?
She conceded to Trump the day after the election, gave a concession speech.
So much to unpack here.
It really is.
A truly historic and unusual election.
Yeah. Leaves us with some big questions.
It does.
Yeah.
It's hard to even process everything.
So much to consider about what it all means.
Right. Like for the future. And this Wikipedia article
yeah.
goes into some of the procedures
yeah. Yeah.
and legal challenges,
right.
which just adds another layer to it all.
Exactly. It's important to remember.
Yeah.
This was the first presidential election.
Right.
After that reapportionment of the Electoral College.
Right.
Following the 2020 census.
And redistricting.
Yep. So the playing field was literally different.
And the whole thing
yeah.
took place against this backdrop of legal battles.
Mm-hmm.
People trying to keep Trump off the ballot.
Oh, yeah. attempts to disqualify him.
Based on the 14th Amendment.
Right, citing his role in January 6th.
Then you had the criminal investigations.
He's a volatile time.
And assassination attempts.
Yeah, for sure.
The article highlights how some states,
okay,
Colorado, Illinois, Maine,
mm-hmm,
tried to remove him from their primary ballots.
Didn't work.
No.
But it shows just how contentious it was.
It really does.
And then you had those legal challenges and accusations of voter fraud, have become so common.
Yeah.
Makes you wonder about the people running the elections.
What do you mean?
Well, the article says election offices were swamped.
Really?
Increased workloads, more scrutiny.
Wow.
Even a rise in retirements because of all the pressure.
Because of the mistrust.
Yeah. It's sad to see how much faith has eroded
in our democracy.
Exactly.
It's like this lack of trust,
uh-huh,
combined with how polarized everything is,
right,
just creates this breeding ground for violence
and interference.
It's true. The article mentions voter intimidation,
physical assaults
at polling stations, arson attacks on ballot boxes.
It's a scary thought.
It is.
That voting isn't even safe.
And then the foreign interference.
Oh, right.
China, Russia, Iran.
Seems like a broken record at this point.
It does.
Yeah.
But let's shift gears for a second. Talk about the actual issues.
The issues that drove this election.
Yeah. Because it wasn't just the drama.
Right.
The economy was a huge factor.
Global inflation.
Hitting everyone's wallets.
Right. Top concern for voters.
What else shaped the campaigns?
Abortion rights were definitely one of the most contentious.
Roe v. Wade overturned.
So many states enacted bans.
And climate change was front and center,
yeah,
finally getting the attention it deserves.
It seems like it.
But then you had all the other important issues, too.
Right. Immigration.
Healthcare.
Education.
Gun control.
It's a lot for voters to think about.
So let's look at each candidate's campaign.
Okay.
How they address these issues.
Sounds good.
Starting with Kamala Harris.
Right.
After Biden dropped out,
mm-hmm,
what was her message?
She really pushed freedom and the future,
okay,
tried to offer a positive vision.
Contrasting with Trump.
Exactly. She also drew on her experience as a prosecutor.
Right.
Framed her campaign as a case against Trump. Highlighted his legal issues, the negative impacts of his policies.
So she was presenting herself as a competent leader.
Someone who could bring back stability.
Accountability.
Right. And she positioned herself as a moderate.
Moderate Democrat.
Yeah, willing to work across the aisle.
Did she give any concrete proposals?
She did. On the economy, tax cuts for the middle class.
Okay.
Investments in infrastructure, clean energy.
Makes sense.
More affordable health care.
Typical Democrat stuff.
Yeah. But she also talked about fiscal responsibility.
Interesting.
Balancing the budget, making tough choices.
Got it.
On social issues, she was very vocal about reproductive rights.
Go.
LGBTQ plus equality. Criminal justice reform.
Appealing to the progressives.
Right. And on immigration.
Yeah.
She wanted comprehensive reform.
What does that mean?
Border security.
Oh.
But also a pathway to citizenship.
For undocumented immigrants.
If they meet certain criteria, yes.
And foreign policy.
Diplomacy and multilateralism.
Okay.
Return to American leadership.
She was critical of Trump's America First.
Very much so. Said it damaged relationships with allies.
So very different approach.
Completely different.
All right, let's talk about Trump.
Okay.
Running for a second non-consecutive term.
Yep.
What was the focus of his campaign?
Retribution.
Retribution.
That was the theme. The election was a final battle, he said.
Wow.
Promised to use the presidency for political reprisals.
That's intense.
It was. He constantly attacked his opponents.
Both Democrats and Republicans.
Anyone he felt had wronged him.
And he kept saying the 2020 election was stolen.
Even though it was debunked over and over.
Did he actually talk about policy?
He was light on details.
Oh, really?
But he did reiterate his support for some of his signature issues.
Like the wall.
Yes. Renegotiating trade deals. Taking a hard line against China.
So America First continued.
But with a much heavier emphasis on grievance.
And revenge.
He also really leaned into the cultural conservative rhetoric.
Appealing to those who felt traditional values were under attack.
A strategy that had worked for him before.
So two very different campaigns.
One focused on hope.
The other on grievance.
And Trump's message resonated more.
It's a lot to process.
Mm.
It really is. And leaves us with so many questions.
Right. Like, what does a second Trump presidency even mean?
Especially after losing before.
Yeah.
And now he has this criminal conviction.
It's unprecedented. The article actually mentions some of his potential plans.
What kind of plans?
Well, he's talking about expanding presidential powers.
Really?
Like a massive expansion, centralizing authority.
Wouldn't that disrupt the balance of power?
It could. He also wants to get rid of job protections for civil servants.
The career officials.
Right. And replace them with people loyal to him.
So basically stacking the government with his own people.
Essentially.
Right.
And he's said he wants to use the Justice Department to go after his rivals.
Like weaponizing the legal system?
It's a concern. Especially now.
With the political climate being so... Yeah. The article even says his rhetoric has gotten more extreme.
He keeps calling his opponents enemies, traitors, even vermin.
That's dangerous.
It is. It dehumanizes people, encourages more violence.
Especially with the polarization in the U.S. right now.
We already saw that with the voter intimidation.
The assaults.
The arson.
Yeah.
It's scary to think what could happen if he's challenged.
If he faces any setbacks.
Exactly.
What about foreign policy? What's he saying about that?
He wants to be very isolationist. Confrontational.
Okay.
Talking about leaving NATO, tariffs on allies.
Seriously.
Even suggested military action against certain countries.
That sounds like a recipe for disaster.
A lot of experts are worried. They say it could destabilize things.
Hurt America's standing in the world.
Empower authoritarian leaders.
So basically, a lot of uncertainty.
And potential for turmoil.
But the article did say there were some glimmers of
hope. It said that a lot of Americans, no matter their political party.
Yeah.
Are really worried about democracy.
Worried about the norms and institutions being eroded.
So there's this shared feeling that something is wrong.
That something needs to change.
And maybe that can be the starting point.
For a broader conversation.
About healing the division, strengthening our institutions.
It's a huge task, but it feels important.
I agree. This whole election has been a wake-up call.
A reminder that democracy is fragile.
We have to be vigilant. Participate.
Our choices today affect the future.
Exactly.
So as we wrap up our deep dive into the 2024 election, the big takeaway is stay informed.
Stay engaged.
And don't take our democracy for granted.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep learning.